producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Replace the man, but I can take a few minutes or an hour to maybe get alongside him. I love Bradley. I hope you do too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. And listen, if you want to learn more about Bradley, maybe it's your first time tuning in. Sorry to disappoint. I hope I won't. I don't believe I will. Head over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you check out Bradley. Check out his postings. And no, yeah, it is Joe Messina. I'm on the back end of the flu, so I probably sound more painful than I actually am. I am fine, if you care. I'm fine. If you want to learn more about me and my show, you can head over to therealside.com. You can find stations, times, and content there as well. You know, Super Bowl weekend just went and came and went. And I'm not a sports fan. I'm not a real sports freak. It's all selfish reasons. I just don't want to watch guys that are making millions of dollars a year run back and forth on the field, cheer them on to make more money, and I get bupkis. You know what I'm saying? And maybe a little heartburn from the fruit of the day. But what I thought was interesting is a couple things. What is 140 million people watch that game. I don't know, 60,000 people in the stands? And of the 140 million people, they stayed with that the whole, what is it? It's a five-hour event by the time you get done with the game and the pregame and the postgame and the aftergame and the middle game and all of that. You know, I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga, but let's give her credit. Bible says give credit where credit is due. She did a great job singing the anthem. In the middle of the show, not so much. Right. Beyonce. Wasn't Beyonce, I don't know if she was outspoken. And yes, I'm being a tad judgmental here, because we are to judge what's right and wrong. Now, I thought Beyonce at one point in time professed Christianity in some way, shape, manner, or form. And she came out doing the Black Panther thing. Her support dancers were dressed up as Black Panthers. A lot of people are just not old enough or don't remember what the Black Panthers are all about. Why don't you go look it up and find out? I'm talking about all the hype around a sports game. Yeah, I know I'm offending a lot of sports people, but deal with it. You get that excited about God? About the things of God? Really? Do we have 140 million people in church on Sunday? I'm just asking you to think about it. That's all I'm doing. But because it's the Super Bowl, everybody loves to talk about the commercials. I think the commercials that are played during the Super Bowl are almost as big a deal as the game itself. I really do. I think some people just tune in to find out about the game. And then, I mean, if I watch the commercials. Well, one of the commercials, and you've heard about it, a million times, is the Doritos commercial. And it's still playing. It's not, the only place it didn't play was on the Super Bowl, but it's still playing. And the commercials were around. The commercial was about the woman is having a, I guess it's a, was it ultrasound done, and you could see the baby. Yes, the baby. That's what we call it on this show, the baby. And the husband is eating Doritos in the room. Which, first, I got to tell you something. My wife probably would have popped me in the head before I even opened that bag of Doritos. But it's a commercial. I got it. And as he's moving the commercial, as he's moving the chips around close to the belly, in case you haven't seen it, the baby seems to be wanting to grab the chip out of his hand. Like following it in mommy's womb. And what ends up happening is the mother gets mad. And he's kind of laughing about it, the dad. And the mother gets mad, grabs the chip out of his hand, and throws it across the room. And the baby, yes, the baby, shoots out to get the chip. And everybody's horrified. And listen, for some of you guys on the hard right, it's just a commercial. Right? It's a cute, lighthearted commercial. And it actually does you a favor. Just hang with me here for a second. So in the Doritos commercial, what ends up happening, I mean, you know, chasing the chip, so to speak, NARAL, a pro-choice group in here in America, their base is here in America, and they say that they are made up of a pro-choice women and pro-choice men all across this great country, and together we're protecting and expanding reproductive freedom. Go ahead, let that sink in. All right? They lobby Congress. They say we organize women and men to make sure lawmakers hear from us, the pro-choice people. And they just go on and on with all these things to protect pro-choice. Not the baby, just pro-choice. Anyhow, they released a series of tweets on how bad it was that Doritos would choose a commercial or the Super Bowl to project a fetus as a human being. Well, what else is that thing going to be? I mean, seriously, what else is it going to be? It's going to be a dolphin? A dog? Come on, I'm serious, seriously. And they were livid about it, but I got to tell you what, I got to give props to some of my Christian friends who came back at them and said, no, we're going to buy more Doritos. It had nothing to do with that. There was no secret message. It was a chip commercial, a snack commercial. Get over yourselves. And I just want to know where my Christian friends are. I want to know what you're doing about this. I want to know, you know, I know some people get mad. And they say, well, we shouldn't take on these issues from a Christian perspective. No, no, no. We exactly should take on these issues from a Christian perspective. You should be supporting companies that uphold your basic standards. Now, you're not going to get 100% of everybody. I get that. But you need to start checking out companies that you're doing business with. Right? You Starbucks freaks. It's the only place you can get coffee. Because it's the in thing to do, and everybody, all right, you know, I don't like their coffee, but some people do. To each his own when it comes to taste, especially, right? But the thing behind it is that the CEO of that company has flat out said, if you believe in guns, we don't want your money. If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, we don't want your money. If you don't believe in a woman's rights, we don't want your money. What are you giving them your money for? I'm Joe Messina, guest host, in for Bradley Dean. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far. Got a lot of good stuff coming up after the break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. Joe Messina in for Bradley Dean. Not replacing, I could never replace Bradley Dean. Great guy. If you haven't got to know him, go ahead, hop up on the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll learn more about Bradley, learn more about some of his writings. You'll get some information on the show. Lots happening with Bradley. Now, you know, I do these shows on a regular basis where I try to remind my brothers and sisters in Christ that we are, you know, a lot of you come at me and say, you know, Joe, you talk too much about money. You talk too much about saving money or being ready for things. But I got two things to say to you. One is, if you're supposed to help your neighbor, right, if your neighbor needs food, if your neighbor needs help with the electric bill or with rent, and you can't pay yours, and you can't feed your own, how are you supposed to feed theirs? Number two is, we're supposed to leave an inheritance for our children and our children's children. How do you do that when you haven't got seven pennies to rub together? So it is okay to save. It is okay don't you dare call it laying up treasures on earth. It's putting a savings account together. It's not laying up treasures on earth. But look, I'm not the expert at this. Never have been. Believe me, look at my checking account. I never have been. I never will be. So I've asked David Fisher to join me today. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you for having me on your program, on Bradley's program, and it's my pleasure to help people get knowledge and wisdom to be a good steward of the money that the Lord has entrusted them with.
Now, David, you know, in a short way, let people know about your walk. When did you come to Christ? You know, did you get into the gold business and go, I can go after those Christians and get them to buy gold? I mean, it's not. I know it's not the way you think, but give people a little bit of your story.
Well, I got born again at a crusade at age 16, and that's where I gave my life to Christ. And at that point, I wanted to fully give my life to the point of being full-time ministry, and that was my goal. And I started serving in high school in church. And like most high school kids, it was not a popular thing, but I stood up for what I believed. And so I grew up on a farm up in Washington. I'm a person of a conviction, and that was my background. But those convictions naturally changed when I came to Christ. I learned biblical convictions that were a mirror image of what I learned from the ethical convictions that my parents taught me about morals and things like that. I went on further into going to Bible school, and I went into business with my dad after that for 6 years. And then while that was going on, I started a church plant with three other businessmen in our community, and with about 20 people. And within 5 years, it grew to over 500 people. So we wow. really touched the community. And I'm all about being a businessman and helping the church grow. It's kind of like the scripture or the story that comes to mind of Joseph of Arimathea. You know, he took care of the body of Christ, and he was a well-to-do financial businessman in that time. And so it's important that we are good stewards of our money, because the Lord might call on us to surrender it all and give it to him, and not maybe just one chunk, but over time in supporting the ministry. So I went on later on, and after 6 years of being in business and growing this church, I was called to go into full-time ministry, and I did that for 5 years. The story how I got involved in gold, I was obviously a full-time pastor up in Washington and loved what I was doing. It was in my blood thoroughly and my spirit and my conviction. I went to Phoenix, Arizona to go to a seminar, a big church down here, and God started speaking to my heart, and I was confused. All my family was in Washington, and yet I felt drawn to Phoenix. So through a series of events, God made it really clear, because I went to the altar, and I said, "What do you want me to do, Lord? I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll be who you want me to be. I'll say what you want me to say. Just tell me." And clearly it was one of those defining moments in my life, Joe, where the Lord spoke really clear, and he said, "If you go, I'll make a way." Well, that wasn't enough for this German conservative farm boy who doesn't move on a whim. Even though I know I clearly heard God, and it was one of those times, two times in my life this has happened where God spoke so clear, and that was one of two times. Long story short, I went up, got on the plane, told the pastor what happened when I got home, and he was my boss, and he says, "Sir, are you moving to Phoenix?" I said, "No, God will make it clear. I can't go on that." 2 weeks later, after speaking at a men's prayer practice, I was driving home, and out of frustration, I just was praying while I'm talking or while I'm driving, and I said, "Lord, just make this clear to me. I can't make this decision. Just tell me, and if you don't tell me soon, I'm going to shut the door. I just can't make that decision." I turned the corner, Joe, and there's a U-Haul van with a cactus on the side of it, and it said Arizona. You would think that's enough. It wasn't enough for the old conservative German farm boy.
You are a stubborn boy, aren't you?
I'm stubborn. Okay. So I put a fleece before the Lord, and I told the pastor what happened. He says, "You're going to Phoenix." I said, "I just need to go back to Phoenix one more time, that somebody will come to me and tell me that I'm supposed to be in Phoenix. They don't even know who my story. They don't know me. We've never met." And that's exactly what happened. I went to Phoenix about 2 weeks later, which was 6 weeks after I went to Phoenix the first time. And I went to the same church where they had the seminar at. And after that service, the pastor, or a person, it wasn't the pastor, because I never met this person who was speaking, he came off the stage, walked right up to me, and he says, "Do I know you?" I said, "No, I don't think we ever met." He introduced himself to me. I introduced myself to him. He says, "Do you live around here?" I said, "No, I'm a pastor up in Washington. Thought I'd come down, visit the church once again. I came down 6 weeks ago." He says, "Huh, this is going to sound really weird, but God spoke to me really clear. It doesn't happen very often. While I'm preaching," he says, "you're going to work with that man." He says, "I don't know what that means to you, but I'm not moving to Seattle." And I said, "I'm moving to Phoenix." How I got involved in gold was simple. There, he said, "Do you have a job here?" And I said, "No, I didn't even think this was going to happen." He says, "Well, there's a dear brother in the Lord. He owns a gold company, and he brings on his staff previous people who have integrity and are in ministry, and this might be just a launching pad, or it might be a place to rest and be your career. You'll figure that out. Let me see if there's availability for openings." And there certainly was, and that's how I got started in the gold business.
Wow. So how long have you been in precious metals and that kind of thing?
That event happened 22 years ago.
Wow. Okay. So
since then, I've done lots of radio. I had my own radio program, done national, local radio seminars. talk to lots of people. So help people.
We can say you have a little experience in the business.
Yeah, we're just getting started. In this.
Yeah, you've been through a few roller coaster moments, right? And quickly, let's talk about from a biblical standpoint. You know, doesn't the Bible say I'm not supposed to worry about anything? I mean, God knows how many hairs I have on my head. You know how many birds fall to the ground. Why should I have a savings account? God will take care of me.
Well, he also says this, a false balance is abomination to the Lord. You know, so we got to be balanced people. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, well, I don't need money. But money doesn't make the world go round. But money is the currency that we use to tithe with. So money is the currency that we go buy groceries with. And God has called us to be a good steward of the money that he's entrusted with us. So he's depending on us to be committed to him. And how we show our commitment to him is reflected in how committed we are in being good stewards of our money. That's one of many areas we show our love and our commitment to Christ. Mm-hmm. Not loving money, but loving God through being a good steward of the money he's lent to us for ownership. And that's where the parable of the talents comes along.
Well, I'm glad you said that. The money he's lent to us. Because if we truly believe it's all his, it is all his.
It is.
And we're, he lets us keep 90% of it. You know, I mean, I don't know how anybody can be upset with that. So go ahead and continue on the talents.
You know, we're just passing through.
Yep.
We're not of this world, but we have to, you know, be good stewards and remain and tarry until the trumpet sounds to be that light in a dark world. And one of many ways, it's not the only way, but it is a way that God calls us, is to be good stewards of our money. Because really the place where you and I are going, Joe, and many of all the listeners, if they made that decision to ask Christ in their life and be born again and make the Lord Jesus Christ their Savior, the place where we're going, there is no crying. There is no weeping. We don't need money up there. It's pavement. The streets are made of gold.
We're walking on gold dust. Figure that one out.
So, you know, God's preparing us a mansion, and how it's our obedience and our love for him has shown not works makes our salvation, but it's a fruit of our salvation. And so we're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace and by his blood who shed for us. But while we are here, imagine the things that we can do if we just had the money for the kingdom of God. You know, right after this, I'm going on another national program. A dear friend of yours, Steve Noble.
Steve Noble, yep.
And him and I are going to probably do something fairly significant in partnering where a whole bunch of people are going to come to Christ. That's our prayer, both his prayer and my prayer. And we're talking about this. This is going to cost some money. And I'm going to participate in this.
You got to hold on. We got to go to a break because we both believe in capitalism. Got to sell some ads.
Yep.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Filling in for Bradley Dean today. A lot more coming up with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, right after this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back. Yes, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I appreciate so much the time that you're spending listening to the show. And I really appreciate Bradley Dean, true man of God, giving me time behind his microphone. Big shoes to fill. And if you know Bradley, you know I really mean big shoes to fill. But he's a great guy. A great guy to be with. If you want to learn more about Bradley Dean and his show, head over to the Sons of Liberty Media. That's the sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you like what you're hearing from me, and I've only done this a couple times for Bradley, and I really appreciate it, but if you like what you hear from me, head over to therealside.com. You can find stations and times. My podcasts are up there. You can learn all about me and the show. But I want to get back to my next guest because I think it's really important that Christians and people who love God understand it is okay to you know, have some savings, have some investments, to be able to help you. How can you help the downtrodden if you can't even buy yourself a pair of shoes? And there's nothing wrong with talking money, okay? Remember, it's the love of money, not having money, that's evil. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is with me, and I will say with certainty, a true man of God, and loves to help people, loves to make sure that people are going to be secure in life as life goes on financially. David, again, thanks for joining me today.
You know, one of my many passions in life is especially assisting in men's life and helping them reach that goal, that passion, that desire that God has put in their heart, that to reach their fulfillment of what Christ is calling them to, whether it be in relationships with their wife, whether it be an incredible father, or whether it be just an excellent businessman or an incredible employee, that they are true, tested, and tried. They've gone through the fire, because life will have challenges. And one of those many components is not just our interactive relationships, but also what we do for the next generation. Do we leave an inheritance? What we do for our current relationship. Do we have life insurance in case we pass before our wife? And will she be able to, you know, facilitate that? Is that enough? What about the investments we have? You know, are we properly diversified? Gold isn't the only answer, but it plays a big portion of this, and it is the insurance policy that wraps everything around it. So I love helping people succeed in life in what God has called them to do, and that's my biggest passion. Yeah. I just happen to be a precious metal dealer, and I help people now, and that's part of my ministry, is to help them properly diversify their portfolio. And I know gold, to some people, they've heard different people talk about it a different way with maybe a different spirit than I have, and that's unfortunate. But when people work with myself and my company, there's no pressure. We are here to assist, to teach, to learn. I help that person learn about what markets do, what markets don't, and be properly diversified. Because Scripture says you don't know a tragedy may befall. You put a portion to seven or a portion to eight. So which means be diversified.
Yeah, and I got to tell the people listening right now that that Bradley's listeners, I wouldn't bring him on. I wouldn't bring him on the Bradley Show. I've had my own listeners who have sent me emails after calling him and said that they were blessed. They got information. In some cases, they were told not to invest. In some cases, they were told how to make it work. And so it's not a hard sale. It's not something that you have to do or have to buy. And if you want more information about them, you could dial them up after the show, 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311. David, the stock market has got a lot of people nervous. And, you know, we saw what happened right after the first of the year. You see what's happening right now. Give us some insight on what to do. How gold will help us?
Well, there's a lot of components to the stock market right now of the uncertainty. The Fed plays a role in it. Interest rates play a role. And really, we're moving into a global recession. We just don't want to admit it. And that's how what happens in early recessions. People don't want to admit that we're moving into a recession because they don't want their portfolio to fall. And so they fight this thing. And what I've learned in over 22 years, you don't fight markets. You understand them and work with them and make adjustments because you can't control the market. It will control you. So you either go with it or get out of it, depending on the direction it's going. But since April 2015, there's an MSCI index called Morgan Stanley Capital International. It's been established since 1969, and it represents 23 countries and 1,643 stocks around the world. So this is a pretty wide, well-diverse stock index, and it's down 23%. So this year it's down 8%. Last year it was down 23%. And this is not something you want to fight to gain money in. And the reason is that anytime the Fed or a central bank goes into an entity, a market, and artificially supports it, not on fundamentals, but does something like quantitative easing, you are going to pay for the results when they remove the punch bowl. And just so most listeners understand, quantitative easing is just the infiltration of massive capital into a sector called the stock market that caused it to move up. And that capital was created by the Federal Reserve three different times using assets like mortgage-backed securities, all these bad mortgages that went default. You and I would call them a liability, but the Fed used it as an asset to create money to do this with. So what's happening here, and this is what I've been saying for almost a year, you just wait till the Fed starts doing something with their interest rates and you're going to see a lot of volatility and you're going to see some changes in patterns starting to happen. And that's exactly what happened. But this actually started in September when Fed Chairman Janet Yellen came out and said, you know, we're thinking about going negative interest rates. Now, just so that everybody understands what a negative interest rate, Joe, would you put your money in the bank and let the bank charge you money for storing your money, hard-earned money there?
Yeah, only once I've lost my brain, my ability to think.
Okay. Or how about, I don't want to be in the stock market, so let's go to cash and be in a money market account. But now they're going to charge you an interest rate to sit your money on the side of the market. That's a negative interest rate. That has happened here in four countries and one large currency index. The euro is negative interest rate. It has also happened in Sweden, Denmark, Switzerland, and just most recently, it happened a couple weeks ago in Japan. So when the Japanese went to negative interest rates, their stock market soared for one day because all this money had to get moved out of a cash position and had to go somewhere. So this is what I've been saying. We could see another round of quantitative easing happening. They're just not going to call it that. So Yellen was talking about negative interest rates. When they did this, when she gave the speech, here's what happened. Stocks went down, gold went up. When they raised rates December 18th, a quarter of a point from a quarter point to a half a point, stocks went down, gold went up. When they talked about raising rates in early January, four times in the year 2016, to where rates would be speculative, they were interpreted by economists, 1.5% to 2% from a half a point at the end of 2016, stocks went down, gold went up. When they recently said, let's take a pause, we probably won't raise rates in March, stocks went down, gold went up. Now, I'm not saying this happened every single day of these time frames in between, because no market does that. But the trends are that gold has moved about 16% since they first started talking about this in December, when they first raised rates. And stocks are about down 9%. So this is the classes, and so we believe that a portfolio should be properly diversified because the Fed doesn't know what they're going to do now. In fact, Janet Yellen spoke today.
Yeah.
She alluded that they might do negative rates. In fact, the Fed came out just yesterday with what you call the 2016 stress test. What is that? Every year the Fed puts out a stress test for banks. This year's stress test is simple. They're seeing what it would be like if they did in negative rates in the United States, how banks and the markets would react. So they're talking about this so much that let's do it in a test. They did the stress test before quantitative easing happening, and it didn't work, but they went for it anyway. In fact, Ben Bernanke said QE3 will not work on the day they launched QE3. So now they're talking about negative interest rates. They also talked about rising interest rates. They talked about sustaining interest rates. This is the Fed pendulum swinging one side to the other. They can't figure out if they should be in the middle or the left or the right side. And that's what's causing the biggest uncertainty. And that's why during uncertain times, people diversify in gold to gold.
Yeah, watching what's happening with the stock market, even if you're just you've got a few bucks in it, it's got to be making people nervous, and it's got to be making people uneasy. You do have a paper that people can look at, because I know the topic of the coming bail-in. And again, explain to people why they need to know about that, how that's going to affect them.
Well, it starts around the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed in 2010 with 848 pages, which lists that if there's any banking problems or any downward trends, that the consumer's money that is now in the bank, which also interprets their portfolio in IRAs and 401k, and it's no longer theirs legally. It's the corporation and the entity that holds it. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau picked this up and said that, yes, this is what we believe, and we're going to see if we should manage retirement accounts. In 2012, they modified, I just found this out the other day, Joe, they modified the Dodd-Frank Act from 848 pages to 30,000 pages.
Oh.
It's the largest bill in the history of our country, which is the bill for the bail-in. It's the same verbiage that they did when they seize assets in 14 countries in the last 5 years. So what we've done, we put together this big white paper that says, here's all the things that is happening in our country, and it is unreal. People will go, where did you find this? All you have to do is look at things I'm writing and Google it. You'll find it all over the Internet. People just not are putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
I got to ask you to put it on pause for a second. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, in for Bradley Dean today. Thanks so much for hanging in there with me. I do appreciate the time you've spent with me. If you want to learn more about Bradley, maybe it's the first time you've tuned in to the Sons of Liberty Radio. You want to find out more about the show and Bradley Dean, he'll be back with you tomorrow, I believe. But you can head over to his website. It's the sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you'll find out more about Bradley. You can find out more about the show and pick up the podcast and such. Same thing with me. If you like what you've heard today and you want to learn more about me and my show, I do a show every day called The Real Side with Joe Messina. Head over to therealside.com. You can find stations and times and all kinds of good stuff. Well, I believe all kinds of good stuff. And you know, you got to get informed. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. Right? You know, study to show yourself approved. That is a biblical precedent, but you have to do that with other things in your life, too. You can't just don't just listen to the party line. Don't just listen to the pastor's line. Make sure you check things out on your own as well. David Fisher joins me today. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and as I said earlier, and I meant it sincerely, I believe a true man of God. He wants to help us. He wants to give you the information you need to be able to protect yourself and your family from, you know, financial issues, financial things that crop up. Again, David, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on Bradley's program and also the Sons of Liberty Media. You know, Joe, there's people do perish for lack of knowledge and wisdom in a lot of different areas, and it does happen also financially. And that's why I wrote two reports here recently. One particularly talks specifics on how the government has been moving since the timeline of 2008, and they've been ramping up rather aggressively. until where we are currently. In fact, in the year 2015, there's been more things that have happened within our country on a government level towards the seizure of assets called a bail-in than there has the previous years combined from 2008 to 2014. In fact, the 14 countries that have already done the bail-in in the last 5 years, there's more information in our country than those 14 countries combined as a precursor to a possible bail-in. I don't know, nor do you know, nor do any of the listeners know for sure if they're going to do a bail-in or not. What I do know is they're doing something rather aggressively for the setting up of this, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did flip the switch and do that. People in Poland wish they would have paid attention when they lost 50% of their assets by a government seizure called a bail-in. People in Cyprus that lost 40 to 90% of their assets wish they would have paid attention to the warning signs. I got articles on it. Reuters has talked about it. It's been on the mainstream media.
Wow.
But I put together a report that tells all the details of it. And if a person wants to get that report, they can call our company or go to our website. And there's another report that goes along with it. So here we talk about the problem. We also talk about the solution in the other report, which is portions of 7 apportioned to 8. In other words, don't have all your money in paper assets. Diversify. And out of all the companies out there in my industry, there's a method that's been developed through a lawyer that we've used for the last 6 years where you can roll over your retirement, 401k or IRA, and take physical possession. Now, you heard me say that. I'm going to say it again. Yes, you can take physical possession of metals in your retirement and not have a tax liability. And there's been a method that has been developed that's clear-cut legal. And I wrote a report that says, here's the legal stance of this by the IRS, and here's how you do it. And we got those two reports. This will help people get protected. Because President Obama said in February of last year in his budget proposal that his number one thing is looking at retirements. It's not the first time he said this, but he's clearly coming out and looking at retirements. But the government, our country, has already done a bail-in. In my last research paper, I found out they've done and seized government assets 5 times in the last 3 years.
Wow.
So when you, I know that sounds shocking, and a lot of this that I'm saying is shocking. That's why they need to get the report, because everything that's in the report is documented. And if somebody finds something in that report that's not, they can't document, I can show them the links. And so it's, everything has fully been out in the media. It's just people are not putting the pieces of the puzzle together. But our country already has done this. They're gearing up for now. They can't do it anymore in the government institutions. But they started doing it in 2012, where they took $185 billion out of the federal employee pension reserves.
Oh, wow.
They took $260 billion the next year on May 17th out of the Social Security Disability Fund. And they made that fund insolvent at that point. Then in 14, the next year, they took somewhere between $48 to $146 billion. They weren't fully transparent and listed the dollar amounts, but in our research, it's between those two numbers that they took from the G Fund, which is a civil service retirement fund.
Now, David, we're coming up against the time. The clock is our enemy today, but here's the deal. The bail-in, in essence, is the government can grab your retirement fund and not necessarily take it away from you. They're telling you they're holding it. You don't have total access to it till later on when you actually do need it, correct?
Correct. They give you a note, and all history of the bail-ins before, they gave their citizens a note. Just like Social Security, you pay money into and you give a note. Back, called a monthly check. And so that's what the bail-in is about. It's not that they're going to give you nothing. That would cause riots in the street. They give you a government note. They already have the name for it. It's a guaranteed retirement annuity, GRA. And they want to hold your money. Why? We've got $19 trillion in debt. That's unmanageable. We've had the biggest sell-off of the dollar this year since the Treasury had been conducting data since 1978. And 2015 was the biggest sell-off in the dollar. And they're talking about going negative interest rates. There's no incentive for others to hold the dollar. So who's going to get holding the bag? American citizens. And that's where the bail-in comes. They got to support this somehow. And that's what all four countries, was about. The citizens had to support the debt structure of their country. And this is where they go, internal.
This is mind-blowing to me. And some people are thinking this is kind of like conspiracy stuff, but no, you've seen it happen overseas. We've seen it happen in other countries. We've seen it happen here in this country, not as widespread as it is in other countries, but nothing's going to stop them from doing it here. And the only way you can protect yourself is if you have what in your hand?
Well, it's one big way is protecting yourself by having precious metals in your hands, because the bail-in is electronic. They can't seize an electronic. They only can seize electronic indexes like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and paper assets in a bank account. A gold or silver coin is not electronic. It's held in your hands, so you're immune from that. You're insulated. So this is why people are saying, I need to diversify. Plus, it might be one of the best investments to own right now looking forward, because look what's going on in the marketplace. So you're going to get protection, diversification, privacy, and mostly peace of mind that if this country does go the way that they look like they're showing us, you are fully peace of mind, protected, and now you've been a good steward of the funds. You have put a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because we don't know what might happen.
So why don't you go ahead and now give people where they can reach you, how they can find out more about this, how they can get the paper on the coming bail-in. You really got to, you know, it's like I keep telling people, get informed. Don't just listen to you and I here on the radio. Go get the information and get informed.
They can reach us toll-free at 844-715-7311 or our website at landmarkgold.com. And I'll say the phone number one more time, 844-715-7311. They will not get sold anything. This is about them getting information, knowledge, and wisdom. Because we have a saying here, if you take care of your money now, then it will be there to take care of you later. And I'd rather be two years too early to a flood than 2 days too late. And that's what this is all about, preparation for the upcoming possible events.
I wish I had learned this in my early 20s. You know, it just would have been a whole different ride. And again, David, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time so much.
You're welcome. And thank Bradley Dean for us. And we appreciate your heart too, Joe. Right.
Thank you. And I'll speak with you again later. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Blessings.
Yeah. I am Joe Mazzini, your guest host for today, filling in for Bradley Dean. Bradley's a great guy. Love having him on my show. I have him on the show on a regular basis, and I really appreciate his energy, the way he cares about you, not only his listeners, but people he goes out to speak with on a regular basis. And look, that was not 30 minutes of a sell job, because I already got one or two emails here. It was not 30 minutes of a sell job. Why are we okay with the devil's kids having money and God's kids can't? The Bible doesn't say that money is the root of all evil, right? It's the love of money. What are you doing with the money? What are you doing with the resources that God gave you? Are you helping others out? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are you doing? Give it some thought. We are in a year. This will be a year of there'll be a lot of things happening this year. Not only just a presidential election, and man, you were lucky I don't have a second hour, I'll tell you what. Because I'd be on some of my brothers and sisters about what they're doing in this presidential race. But on top of all of that, you've got financial uncertainty happen. You're hearing how the economy in Europe is slowing down. All right? And same problem here. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your guest host. Thanks for listening today. Check out with Bradley tomorrow. Thanks so much for your time.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.